always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President-elect Donald Trump's border czar pick, Tom Homan, earlier this week said the incoming administration's deportation plan will start in Chicago. But Homan stopped in another big city today, New York. CBS's Stacey Lynn with that.
Mayor Adams said the goal of the meeting was to
figure out how do we go after those individuals who are repeatedly committing crimes in our city.
And he was very clear on his plan moving forward.
We're going to protect the rights of immigrants in the city that are hardworking. We're not going to be a safe haven for those who commit repeated violent crimes against innocent migrants, immigrants, and longstanding New Yorkers.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Another day on the Hill for President-elect Trump's defense secretary pick. CBS's Torian Small reports from Washington.
On Capitol Hill, one of Trump's more controversial cabinet picks, Secretary of Defense nominee Pete Hegseth, met with more Republican senators and a Democrat, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Are you considering voting for him?
Yeah, so it's just like it's a conversation.
Hegseth is hoping to win support from those concerned about allegations of misconduct, which he has denied.
In Malibu, California, 3,700 people have been allowed to return home after scrambling to leave late Monday due to flames from the Franklin Fire, which has destroyed at least six homes and damaged 10 others. 1,600 are still evacuated. CBS's Carter Evans reports.
Those high winds that were driving the flames, that's gone now. There's not a breath of wind out here. The weather is a lot cooler. There's even a little bit of rain in the forecast. So that's all helping firefighters up the containment on this fire.
It's now 30% contained, and the cause is yet to be determined. Joy for a Missouri family as a man who claims to be Travis Timmerman is found in Syria. He says he has been held prisoner for 7 months for entering illegally while on a religious pilgrimage. Stacey Gardner is Travis Timmerman's mother.
I'm so happy that I'm hoping he calls me tomorrow and say he's okay and I want him to come back home.
The overthrow of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria continues to play out as the new Islamist leaders in Syria are led by Mohammed al-Jolani. CBS's Margaret Brennan reports the U.S. is cautious.
So this is wait and see because he's publicly signaling he wants to chart a new path. In the meantime, the Biden administration is still carrying out strikes against ISIS, a different terror group in Syria.
Juan Soto puts on a New York Mets jersey and cap for the first time after his record $765 million 15-year contract is finalized.
They showed me a lot of love on the standpoint of what they have for me and how they're going to try to make it comfortable for me.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana a sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter and Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows of 5 to 10 below, and mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the upper teens. A chance of rain and snow showers late Friday night in early Saturday. Cloudy, rain Saturday afternoon. High mid-30s and near 40 Sunday. Currently, it's 4 below.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, Nikki Zurjev and I talk about our favorite comedies. Brittany Merlot gives us an overview of the weather this winter. And Terry Barr brings the tunes on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Yes, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Friday, it's the day before Friday, of course. Welcome back. Or welcome to Thursday. Luigi Mangione, is he America's new John Dillinger? We got some special music for you with regard to that, too. It's going to be a hoot. Also, where is the corporate killing reckoning? I mean, you know, we're going after this guy who killed the CEO. What about the people who were killed by CEOs? When do we start talking about that? Also, how much money has gone into the pockets of the health insurance industry that could instead have, you know, like paid for health care? And the final betrayal, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema just stuck us all in the back with a knife, metaphorically, of course. At least any working people in America, particularly working people who are in or want to be in unions. So I'll tell you about that. And Chris Wray, is he gumming up the works on his way out? He's being condemned for saying that he's going to resign. I have a slightly different take on this I'm going to share with you. We got a lot to talk about in this first hour. No guests. Oh, we do have one guest today, Amy Vanderpool. In the second hour of our program, Russia's favorite asset, Donald Trump, has been busy in ways that the U.S. media is stupidly ignoring. I'm just blown away that this story about Donald Trump and Putin and Viktor Orban, well, I'll get to it in a second. Viktor Orban just went down to Mar-a-Lago and they had a one-hour-long conversation with Vladimir Putin. Did you hear about that anywhere? I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program in more detail. Also, Canada threatens to cut off electricity to the United States if we impose tariffs on them. Oh, this could get interesting. In our third hour, Amy Vanderpool is going to drop by on a theory about why Trump won that I think makes a lot of sense. Also, it looks like Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, according to their dad, Donald, might not be citizens of the United States. Should they start learning the Czech language? Also, a crazy alert, in Texas, you may not own more than 6 dildos. Why? It's like, what? All right, we got a lot to talk about today. My daily take is, of course, published over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Luigi Mangione, America's New John Dillinger. And, I've mentioned this briefly in passing over the last couple of days, and I talked about it on MSNBC with Joy Reid, and I talked about it last night here on SiriusXM with, my friend and colleague Dean Obidala, whose name always, anyway. And that is that Luigi Mangione is, in my opinion, the John Dillinger of our day. Now, everybody is all, hysterical about, why does everybody love Luigi Mangione? Is it that he's a hunk? Is it that he's got, washboard abs? Is that he's a wealthy young man? What is it? What's the deal? And you've got all these pontificators on television going, they liked Ted Bundy, too. No, not so much. Yeah, there were a few crazies, but nothing like what we're seeing right now. And to understand what we're seeing right now, I think you have to understand what's going on. And I think Donald Trump ties into this. Donald Trump and Luigi Mangione are both people who are willing to kill people to change society. They're both revolutionaries. Donald Trump killed three police officers and five civilians on January 6th in order to try to change society, to try to turn us into a fascist nation, which he's going to do next month to the best of his efforts. And Luigi Mangione, of course, killed one CEO to try to bring attention to America's healthcare crisis. But that's really where the similarities end. Now, if you go back and look at the 20s and 30s, in the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, you had three consecutive Republican administrations, Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover, who cut taxes from 91% down to 25% and massively deregulated the banking and investment industries. And the result of that was the great crash of October 1929, which kicked off what was referred to by two generations of Americans as the Republican Great Depression. My mom's family, I mentioned this yesterday, my mom's family had owned some substantial property in Charlevoix, Michigan, when she was very young. When the banks went out in 29, now this was a year or two before my mother was born, but when the banks went down in 1929, they wiped out my mother's family's wealth. And they ended up having to sell everything. I mean, my grandmother, who I remember, my grandfather died from the stress of all this. He died when my mother was 13. I never knew my grandfather on my mom's side. But my grandmother always lived in a rented apartment. I mean, you know, she was the town clerk in Charlevoix, Michigan for most of her life, you know, which wasn't a terrible job. But, you know, they had lost everything. And my mother always distrusted banks and hated banksters. You know, for that reason, I heard these stories. Well, my mom wasn't alone in this. You know, Americans across the board hated the banks. In the 1930s, the banks were screwing Americans like nobody's business. And that's why we got the FDIC. That's why we got all these banking laws in the mid-1930s, you know, that FDR put into place, was to stop the banks from abusing us. But while the banks were abusing us, who were the heroes in American pop culture? Just think about it for a moment. John Dillinger, Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson, Bonnie and Clyde, Ma Barker and her Barker Carpus gang. They were the heroes. We made movies out of them. They were on the front pages of the newspapers. Americans loved them. They cheered them on. Books were made, you know, written about them. Why? Because they were robbing banks and killing bankers. Now, I'm not saying that was a good thing. What I'm saying is it shouldn't surprise us at all that Luigi Mangione, who killed a CEO of today's equivalent of the banks of 1920, in other words, today's biggest major industry that is literally causing Americans to die, that is destroying families. 500,000 Americans last year had to declare medical bankruptcy. Most of them were insured. Luigi Mangione is the John Dillinger of this generation. It's that simple. Now, where does that leave Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is also trying to be the John Dillinger of this generation. He's the guy who's saying, I'm the bad boy who's going to come in and make things better for you all by taking down the status quo, right? His sales pitch is very similar. The problem is, Mangione actually identified a parasitic industry that needs reform. Donald Trump just lied to us, him and all his people. You know, it's the trans people who are hurting you. It's the gay people who are hurting you. It's the immigrants who are hurting you. It's the black people who are hurting you. It's the women who are hurting you. No, it's not. It's the billionaires who are hurting us. But Donald Trump succeeded in selling this thing, and we'll talk, you know, a little later on with Amy Vanderpool about this. But, you know, Donald Trump succeeded in selling this myth, and he's going to have a real challenge when he starts governing. Because he told us he would fix something that was not broken. I mean, I get it that the American economy has been largely rigged by Reaganomics, but you know, it was rigged through austerity and basically neoliberalism and low taxes on rich people. And what is Trump's answer? More austerity and more low taxes on rich people. So what's going to happen when Trump comes into office? I think he's going to have a real challenge here. I don't think people are going to be with him. In fact, I think he's going to have a recession. Every time, Larry from Los Angeles points this out often when he calls in, Bill Clinton did not have a recession. Barack Obama did not have a recession. Joe Biden did not have a recession. Why? Because all three of them raised taxes on rich people, which strengthens the economy. Ronald Reagan had a recession. George Herbert Walker Bush had a recession. George W. Bush had a recession. And Donald Trump had a recession. Why? Because they all cut taxes on rich people, which produces recessions. And Trump now says he's going to give another $7 trillion to his rich friends. So get ready. The bottom line here is that I don't think that, where I kind of started this out, is the New York Times yesterday and a whole bunch of media were talking about, oh, well, CEOs across the country are doubling up on security. Really, the only CEOs who I think, are in the crosshairs in terms of public hate are health insurance industry CEOs, and they probably would be wise to increase their security. I mean, just given what just happened, I would if I was one of them. But, the rest of the CEOs, not so much. I don't think anybody's, gunning for the CEO of United Airlines or, Gerber Baby Foods. But wait until Trump screws the country. Wait until Trump produces a recession. Wait until Trump crashes the economy. Then you may have more CEOs who have, some legitimate concerns about public outrage. Not to mention Mr. Trump himself. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I just wanted to lay out that, I'm a big fan of history, as you know. My dad wanted to be a history professor and kind of, infected me with a love of history. And I am so seeing, it's kind of the fourth turn. This is the 80-year cycle, right? It's repeating itself right now.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. I've got a little more to share with you. Where is the corporate killing reckoning? An incredible song on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else, right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. This is so cool. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even your stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I've made changes in my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman, lumen.me/Hartman with two N's at the end to get 15% off your Lumen. Lumen makes a great gift, too. So to get 15% off this new handheld metabolic coach, go to lumen.me/Hartman. Headlines explode. A CEO falls on a darkened road. Luigi Mangiani, a name making waves, but the line between hero and outlaw caves. Some call it justice, some call it a crime. A desperate act in a desperate time. He struck at a system that's broken and cold, but the cost of rebellion is a story retold. Luigi Mangiani, America's shadow name, a symbol of fury, but not without blame. In the fight against greed, the lines blur fast. A hero to some, but how long can it last? Insurance giants with profits so high, denying the sick while the desperate die. Mange and his actions lit a fire in the night, but can violence ever truly set things right? The anger is real, the pain runs deep. Families struggle while the powerful sleep. Yet the path he's chosen leaves questions behind. Is justice achieved when it's vengeance defined? Luigi Mangiani, America's shadow. Welcome back. So where is our corporate reckoning? Kasim Rashid publishes a newsletter over on Substack, Q-A-S-I-M-R-A-S-H-I-D. He's an attorney. And he writes, for generations, corporations have gotten away with literally killing Americans, yet not one executive has ever gone to prison. He says, let's address this. If we agree that murder is wrong, then when it's done under the, you know, under the rubric of corporate behavior, shouldn't people go to prison? Isn't it equally immoral? He notes, you know, United Healthcare, obviously, people have died as a result of decisions made by United Healthcare. That's well documented. Johnson & Johnson, for example, for decades knew that their baby powder had asbestos in it, and they knew that it caused cancer and other horrific health conditions, that it was killing women and children. And but they continued to produce it, even as their customers got sick and died. And who could forget that Ford knew that the Pinto was a mobile firebomb, and made the mathematical decision that it was less expensive to pay settlements to people whose families had died as a result of the car than it was to fix the problem with the gas tank. There were 27 confirmed deaths from that decision, and no Ford executives ever went to prison. The Sackler family of Purdue Pharma illegally pushed opioids into the market, knowing full well it would result in addiction and opioid deaths. And how many Sackler family members have gone to prison? None. How many Purdue Pharma executives have gone to prison? None. He notes, if the punishment for a crime is a fine, then that law exists only for the poor. And that's, it's like, that is so true. If the only punishment for killing Americans, which these corporations have all done, is a fine, then that's our society, our government's way of saying, you know, we're only going to put people in prison when they kill people if they're poor. If you're rich and you kill people for money, see, if you're poor and you kill people for money, you're called a hitman. If you're rich and you kill people for money using your corporation, you're called a CEO. You're given millions and millions of dollars a year. You live in a mansion. You fly on private jets. And if you get caught, your company pays a fine on your behalf. I mean, there's real anger out here. The Lancet estimates that 68, this is the British Medical Journal, 68,000 Americans die every year because of health, a lack of health care or denied health care from insurance corporations. I mean, you know, since the Supreme Court has said that corporations are persons, why is it that they're allowed to commit intentional murder? Inquiring minds want to know. I'll be back with you about the health insurer's $371 billion windfall.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And after another short rant, I'll be picking up your call, so stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for border czar, Tom Homan, met with New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who also wants illegal immigrants who commit crimes deported.
Homan says ICE enforcement will be targeted, and it begins January 21st.
CBS's Noel Brennan in Chicago, where earlier this week, Homan doubled down on Trump's deportation promises. Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democratic senator today, Pennsylvania's John Fetterman.
Hegseth, as well as other Trump cabinet picks, have extended the invitation to meet with Democrats across the both chambers, both the House and the Senate, but Fetterman being the first to say yes.
CBS's Shauna Mazel. The wildfire in Malibu, California, destroyed at least four homes, including Michelle Geffen's.
It's just completely gone. And it's so weird to think that, like, I only have these shoes on my feet. All my shoes are gone. My childhood doll that I wanted to give, like, our kids is gone.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and temperatures just a bit colder than 10 below zero. Pretty good rebound, though, into Friday. Still frigid in the afternoon, though, with highs in the middle teens, sunny skies. We'll see more clouds Friday night. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigvi Olsen joins me live, as well as our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Outlaw's Tale. John Dillinger, a legend prevails.
A magnet for headlines, a media star. His face was famous both near and far.
Why they make him enemy number one? To hide the guilt of what they've done. They fed the people tales and crime to blind them to the bigger signs. John Dillinger, the Outlaw's Tale. John Dillinger, a legend prevails. Give the public a thrilling chase. John Dillinger, babyface. Anything to keep their eyes off the ones who caused the lies. As tycoons dined on riches stolen, the press turned John into their omen. John Dillinger, the Outlaw's Tale. John Dillinger,
oh, yes,
John
indeed.
Dillinger.
All right, health insurance, $371 billion windfall, $371 billion in profits. This is leftover money after they've paid, you know, after they've after the health insurance companies have written the checks to pay for your health care. They had $371 billion left over since Obamacare came into being in 2010. Meanwhile, American families' health insurance premiums are now averaging $26,000 per family per year. I mean, it's one of my biggest expenses, right? We pay health insurance for our full-time employees. It's crazy. $9 trillion in revenue since the Affordable Care Act was passed. $9 trillion has gone to United Health Group, Cigna, Kaiser Permanente, Elevance Health, Blue Cross Blue Shield, CVS Health, et cetera, Aetna. 62% of Americans believe it's the responsibility of the federal government to make sure all Americans have health insurance. The CEOs, as of 2023, the CEOs of the five largest health insurers roughly made $75 million together in combined compensation. Where'd that money come from? Saying, no, we're not going to give your kid a liver transplant. It's crazy. Health insurance premiums went up 6% this year. Inflation wasn't 6%. Inflation was only 2.5% this year. And yet, since 2014, the average family's premium has risen 52%. And there is $88 billion worth of medical debt on individuals' credit reports right now. Incredible. Also, just two other quick stories here I wanted to share with you. Number one, yesterday, Joe Biden, it wasn't yesterday that he made the appointment, but yesterday the Senate considered Joe Biden's appointment for the head of the National Labor Relations Board, a new member of the National Labor Relations Board. And if the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats right now, had approved this nominee, then we would control the National Labor Relations Board for at least the first few years of the Trump administration, which is a good thing. The National Labor Relations Board protects workers. Keep in mind, you know, billionaires like Elon Musk. Well, you remember Elon Musk and Donald Trump when they did that thing on X, when they did that little online, whatever they called it. Trump was praising Musk for preventing unions. Oh, they want a union? You just fire them. Ha, 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 ha. Right. So this would have been a great thing for American workers had the Senate yesterday put Joe Biden's nominee in on the NLRB. But instead, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two turncoat traitors who have just done so much damage to America, refusing to allow the passage of the legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, and the legislation that would have basically reversed Citizens United. These two insanely corrupt Democrats on the take, both now very wealthy. Kyrsten Sinema, of course, didn't start out that way. They said no. And, of course, Charlie Kirk, you know, the right-wing guy, said, great news! Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocked Democrat activist Lauren McFerrin's renomination to the National Labor Relations Board. Trump and Republican-controlled Senate will now be able to confirm two nominees to the board, giving them a one-seat advantage. And he's right. I mean, he's cheering it. But. And finally, I just wanted to note, Christopher Wray resigned yesterday afternoon. And I'm seeing all these hot takes all across the media about, you know, oh, this is terrible and he never should have done this. Yeah, I think he did the right thing. And the reason why is because if he hadn't resigned, if he had waited and let Trump fire him, then Trump could have put Kash Patel in without a Senate hearing. He could have said, hey, there's a sudden vacancy in the FBI. We're going to put an acting director in there. And that acting director can act for 180 days and can be renewed for another 180 days, if my recollection is correct. So we got a, you know, we got a year of Kash Patel, whether you like it or not, to just rip the agency apart with no oversight from the Senate. Well, now that Christopher Wray has said that he's going to resign, Donald Trump cannot put in an acting director. He's going to have to put in a director who is either confirmed by the Senate or that he puts in through a recess appointment, if John Thune and the Senate will go along with that. It's mostly going to be up to John Thune. So, you know, this is sometimes things aren't exactly the way that the media tells you or aren't, you know, how everybody thinks they are, for what it's worth. All right, what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Katie in Jamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I've got three quick. In fact, I thought this was maybe a Friday call, but your screener said, yeah, go ahead. So just three quick things. For our wonderful people who listen to your program, please walk, at least for part of it. With all of this stuff, I've been walking while I've been on hold. Small thing, don't sit. Definitely don't walk if you're driving a truck, Maverick, or, you know, if you're at work. But that's easy. The second thing is everybody buying Pennsy Spice? Do you know that company,
yes.
Tom?
Yeah, it's a great progressive company.
Okay, so I'd love to see that in Sue's stack. Yeah. I've been getting stuff from them for years without even realizing that they were so politically active.
And they have great fresh spices.
I mean, they're terrific, yeah. And they sell some merch, and so, yeah, I want to see, you know, and Harris went there, and they got boycotted, whatever, and so they had a thing about Republicans, please leave. Yeah. We're fine without you. And the third thing is lightweight, but funny. It's anything. It's the redneck liberal. Are you familiar with him, Trey Crowder?
Yeah, he's all over social media. Yeah, he's
okay.
Good.
So you know, I live in the little old ladies. I know. For all I know, everybody knows about him. But he's just he's terrific. And we send some of his bits over to Australia to make sure that people know that we're not all hoo-hoo. really, I mean, they really appreciate it. And, of course, they love that accent. Yeah. So here's my question for you, a little bit similar to one I asked before. I was definitely around when Reagan did his amnesty, which is just, you know, hilarious to me that
I tell people that. 3 million people, at least 3 million people.
But what he did, and we had a little chicken ranch back in the 40s and 50s, so, you know, everybody had to hide on the floor if we were whatever, because we had a couple of people that would come through seasonally and help. But what he did was, under pressure, he said he carved out for the big employers so they would be okay, or as we said down here in San Diego, so the Orange County people could have their housekeepers and their babysitters. And so what I want to know is, now I see that he's backtracked on, gee, grocery prices aren't going to go down. Well, my goodness, what a surprise. Yeah. What do you think he's going to do? Because egg and construction particularly are going to absolutely, everybody says, oh, it's going to be terrible for the economy. I'm going, yeah, he's going to find a way to weasel out of that, and they can hire all of the undocumented laborers that they want, because nobody else is going to. I want your take, and I will be quiet, and I'm glad you used Pennsy Spices.
Yes. I don't know how this is going to play out, Katie, and I don't think anybody does. I mean, he's already starting to walk back. Now they're saying that in fact, I was going to talk about this later on in the program. Now they're saying we're not going to separate families. And we never did, by the way. This is the new lie.
We never separated families.
And interestingly, in the Washington Post, I think it was today, there was an article about how the Biden administration has separated 83 families. But anyway, so I think they're just going to lie through their teeth. You know, when prices start going up and the recession happens, Donald Trump is going to be on TV every day saying the economy just got better. Look at this. And, you know, he's got this right wing echo chamber now where about 40% of Americans live basically in a media fact free zone. And
yeah,
and
I live around them.
Yeah, Republicans can say anything they want. They can tell the most outrageous and egregious lies, and people believe them because they're amplified.
Still, I want to know what he's going to do about ag and construction.
Yeah, I don't know, Katie, and I know
they're going to keep their cheap labor.
I suspect so. I just don't know how this is going to play out, and
we'll wait and see, as you say.
We will. Thank you, Katie, for the call. Great to hear from you. Yeah. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180.
He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Mangione is this generation's Bonnie and Clyde and John Dillinger. And people don't, you know, the media is like, gee, why do people like this guy? Think about it. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Greatest radio station on planet Earth.
There you go.
Hey, the public reaction to the shooting of the healthcare CEO there, I'm reminded of a quote by Mark Twain, and he once said that I have never wished for anyone's death, but I have read a few obituaries in my time with a certain amount of glee.
I remember that
and
quote.
I think that that just pretty much sums it up. That's all. That's all I got.
Okay, well, that's a good one, Bob. Thank you. That was worth waiting for. Thank you. Teresa in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind today? Teresa, I can't hear you. Maybe you're muted. Teresa going once. Teresa going twice. Cindy in Menominee, Wisconsin. Hey, Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of things. I wanted to have a little story about banks. Mm-hmm. And my grandpa had a small business, starting before the Depression. But anyway, when he finally retired, like in the late 60s, maybe even 1970, he sold his business for quite a bit of money, but he wouldn't put the money in the bank. He literally kept it in the house.
Yeah. My mom was not quite that far gone, but she part of it was just, you know, the generation. I mean, she never had any accounts anywhere. You know, everything was in my father's name. But anyhow, back to you, Cindy.
But anyway, so there was that. We couldn't believe that he did it. We didn't know about it till much later.
Yeah.
But anyway, the whole corporate America thing, I have Republicans in my family, and, you know, they just will not accept that that's the problem. You know, they prefer to blame the woke left or immigrants, you know, for inflation and high prices and that sort of thing. But even here in rural Wisconsin, you can really see, you know, like, basically, you know, everybody pretty much shops at Walmart. I read that Walmart is the biggest grocery retailer in the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't really support their small businesses. But here, this was like really a farming community, dairy farms, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved to this area 30 years ago, like every little town had its creamery. I mean, like there's like a small town every 7 miles or so. And then gradually over the years, they either got bought up by corporations or just plain went out of business. And I have a relative that when they sold their dairy cows a few years ago, they were one of only 4 dairy farms left in the county. Wow. And it's a big county. I mean, there were like just driving from here to the next closest town, there's probably like 25 big dairy farms on that road that are no longer family farms, but corporate farms have taken over.
Right.
And they really rely too on like migrant labor.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just everything has just changed so much. But But I don't know what it is with Republicans. They just don't see that. They refuse to accept it.
No, they like that. Well, the individual Republican voters, yes, I agree with you, Cindy. The Republican power structure loves that. Every time, and my recollection may be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, that there have been studies done showing that every time a Walmart opens in a community, an average of 110 stores go out of business, locally owned businesses.
Oh, I believe it. And I think when you drive through rural America now in all the little towns, there's like maybe a convenience store and a bar.
Yep.
And everything else is closed.
And there's a Walmart within 30 miles. Yep.
Yes, yes. I've read that everybody lives within a Walmart. Think there's
and a dollar store. They're shopping at the dollar store.
And a dollar store.
And of course, we know that the biggest risk factor for becoming obese is eating ultra-processed foods. And what do you find in the food section in the dollar store? 100% ultra-processed foods. And of course, Walmart is very big on that too. So, it's a terrible situation.
And the other thing is, a lot of people, that's all they can afford.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Go to a farmer's market now. It costs, it's not cheap anymore.
Oh, it's like boutique shopping.
Deal.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Exactly.
Cindy, I want to get one more call in here before the end of the hour. Thank you for the call. Excellent points. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind?
Oh, everything you're talking about. But you're talking about this rich kid who shot the CEO from United Healthcare as a Dillinger person. I'm thinking he's more like the hapless would-be assassin of Henry Clay Frick during the Homestead strike in 1892. This was a guy who was imported from Russia after he shamed them for being an anarchist, and they didn't like to have that in that situation. They sent him to America, where he immediately took up with Emma Goldman and thought he would help bring revolution here. And when the steelworkers were on strike in Pittsburgh, came all the way from somewhere like Massachusetts to try and assassinate the chairman of Carnegie Steel, Henry Clay Frick, managed to miss him. But he did manage to stab him a couple of times, but he couldn't hit him with the darn, pistol that he brought in there. But my point is, this is a person who had no connection, really, with the working people who were, affected by the situation in the steel mill and were on strike. And was just, an ideologue who had no connection with them. Whatever happened with American workers was American workers doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I have to say, this guy went to prison and he came out, in the 1900s. He didn't do anything for anybody. And I think this kid is not a victim of healthcare because he's from a rich family. He can bypass the insurance people.
Unless he's been disowned. But who knows? We don't know enough about his story to conclude that. But that's a fascinating story, Susan. Thanks for sharing that with me. I was unaware of it. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of the break here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, a review of the latest Trump transition troubles with Courier Newsroom national correspondent Kia Vakil and former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New York Mayor Eric Adams met with President-elect Donald Trump's pick for border czar, Tom Homan, to talk about the city's migrant crisis and scaling back the city's sanctuary status.
We will not be a safe haven for those who commit violent acts. We don't do it for those who are citizens, and we're not going to do it for those who are undocumented.
The mayor says he will continue protecting the rights of immigrants who work hard and give back. Trump outlined his deportation goals in an interview with Time magazine, which named him its Person of the Year. CBS's Nicole Killian reports he plans to use the military.
Federal law prevents the military from being used against civilians, but he warned, "I will go up to the maximum level of what the law allows." Trump also said he does not intend to go back to the policy of family separation, but wouldn't rule it out. Quote, "I would much rather deport them together." And he acknowledged his administration.